Watson Hall presents. Outgunned, Project Medusa. With Roger B.W. as the director. So, last time...
Oh, we're launching pretty much straight into it by Watson Hall standards.
Well, I am 10 minutes late.
You
don't hold all my complaints.
Sorry.
I was coming in, and then the complaints department. Anyway, I will not.
Oh, it wasn't a typo. It actually was Ford.
It was the Ford complaints department responding to my second complaint. The faculty, and they said, "Yeah, mea culpa."
Sharon and Joy.
Because I want to keep them.
Last time, we were basically, we managed to disable most of the guards, but were then somewhat stymied by...
That was loud, Nick.
Stannos, emerging with a gun to Dr. Khan's head and demanding surrender.
Well, we sorted that problem out, as I recall.
Yeah, you surrendered. Knocked unconscious.
Take care of it.
Et cetera.
You sorted it out, didn't you, Ignatius?
No, I pretended that I wasn't important, and as always, everyone believed me. And
pretended.
I stole the car and then went to the quarry, and you had also been taken to the quarry.
Something practical to rescue people in, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes, vibrant fluorescent orange.
I thought it was lime green, but maybe that's just in my head.
No, it was
Dayglow orange.
Dayglow orange.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. It's at night.
It will actually shift to lime green in certain jurisdictions. But
you haven't think of that. Depends if it's hunting season. What's your character's name, Nick? I've forgotten off the top of my head.
Shane Connolly.
Shane Connolly, of course.
Because your name is just Nick on here.
Deliberate. We could call you Penguin Dick since Mark isn't here.
It's true.
I mean, don't take it personally, Penguin Dick.
It just falls to whoever is left, really. We found there's a secret lab inside the quarry. Nate broke in. Dick snapped off one of Tiffany's costume heels and used the wire from it to pick the handcuffs. Shane did the old
I'm not feeling well trick.
Yes, I think specifically you feigned cystitis to lure the guards in.
Did I?
Shauna Connolly?
That was scrapey.
Men can get cystitis.
You've written Shauna Connolly. I'm just wondering if that...
You have.
Oh, I am. Sorry, I was thinking of my darling. Sorry, Shauna. I meant to write my character's name, but I wrote your name.
He was thinking of his darling, Sean Connery.
Nate failed to talk his way past the guards with a particularly poor set of roles and was dragged away, encountering you lot having just escaped from the prison. We subdued the guard, and then we heard a squeaking noise, which was coming from a group of four guards and a doctor with a trolley full of clearly horrible medical experiment-y type stuff. And immediately Shane rolled around the corner, commando style, and took aim at them, which I take to mean
there was really no need to go commando. I mean, it's not like anyone can see.
You can.
Well, when he does the roll, unfortunately.
Are we in like orange jumpsuits now, or
probably.
Did they change? Did
I
they
don't
get
think
us
so. I thought we were just in our regular stuff. I'd certainly still got the same shoes.
Right? Yeah, you usually wear an orange jumpsuit.
Your general equipment you were carrying has been removed, but
This is the 80s, so my shoes are probably made of wicker.
Are you thinking of espadrilles?
Yes.
Okay.
But for getting the psychic out of people.
I just closed the Wikipedia page for OK Connery because, I mean, my goodness, I really shouldn't be looking at that.
Oh dear, yes. Good old Neil.
You've heard of Gina Lollobrigida. They got her cousin.
It turns out it wasn't inherent. His acting ability was not, didn't run in the family in any
way. Have you covered that film? Because, I mean, clearly you ought to. The is it a masterpiece question is definitely up for debate. No one has ever asked before.
No, no one has asked.
If that's a masterpiece.
Oh, I'm hot, but my eyes are itching, so I'm going to
shut up. Sometime after Alan Rickman season.
You could take the jumper off.
We haven't done enough,
perhaps.
Alan Rickman. It's a thin, look, it's a very thin jumper.
But you said you were hot.
It's, so it's layering. Perhaps there. I have closed the windows here because I'm that committed to the sound quality, particularly after last week when I had to use the backup.
Really? That's why I've closed the windows. But, you know...
You just opened the window.
No, I shut the window because my eyes are itching.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm meanwhile, Shem. Onset hay fever. It seems to have hit everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got mine in my 30s.
Antihistamines.
I think our immune systems are declining now, so you're less likely.
I wonder why.
Can't imagine.
Can't imagine.
So yeah. The last thing that Shane said was, looks like you need some lubrication.
That seems very likely.
I mean, it does
yes.
seem like the sort of thing I would say.
I listened.
Let's hope you don't die.
The previous session.
I'm sorry,
that's
Roger.
The kind of sacrifice I make for this game.
You go through this, we do. And then I experience one of those self moments where I think, "Why am I here? What am I doing?" And look down on myself. Think, did I really just say you need some lubrication, Chuck?
Did he really just say?
As everybody in the corridor paused and turned to look at it.
We stick our head round there.
And back
did
to the fight.
That was past me. You can't blame current me for past me's issues.
So you have four goons, one combatant doctor. Non-combatant doctor, sorry. I get that right. I have a number of interesting books along those lines. But
And a trolley, quite importantly.
I seem to have a pistol, do I?
No. I think we established that Ignatius had a pistol, but wasn't going to give it to you because of a reason that seemed very good at the time.
So why have I rolled
it? Because it's you.
No, they took a pistol off the guard they subdued.
Ah, right, so you have a guard.
Pointed my fingers out.
And I had the one that was in the car, which is covered in rhinestones or something.
God. Really?
Gold, pearl, diamonds.
I refuse to give it to anyone because I don't really think it will work. So it seems a poor choice for anyone else to have it.
Okay.
And the Warren Zevon song, I'm sitting playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck.
Well, I shall see how they react to this non sequitur that I have emitted at them.
Intruders!
Oh, shit.
Where?
I will shoot.
Can I just say we're not actually intruders. We're on our way out. They brought us in.
That's a fair point.
He's the intruder.
We did establish last time that the alarm was sounding.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't wish to be called an extruder, if that's okay with you.
Well, only occasionally. You are not, after all, a wombat.
This is very true. They've worked out why they do that, apparently.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with them not rolling like an egg or something?
No, this was one of the previous theories, but they've been trying to work out sort of how and why. They don't, as it turns out, have cubic sphincters. But they reckon it's because they live in such dry environments that their guts basically sort of keep contracting in a way where they're pulling apart, and that creates a generally square cross section.
Oh, rather than repeating down, it was more, okay to extract the absolute most
moisture.
Okay.
So what you end up with is their feces is very dry.
Hmm. So the feces is just a side effect rather than a means to an end.
Well, I mean, it is a means to an end, I suppose.
Well, it comes out of the
It's a means of staying alive. You take it in and then it goes to
the
end.
But the point is not having square feces. That just happens because they are extracting all the moisture.
Yes, it's an efficiency thing.
That's what wombats want you to think. I mean,
why don't camels do square as well as having very low volume of ejaculate? Five mils, as I recall, from a cat. Well,
this is why they never formed a band.
Feces again and send it back through, don't they? I don't think one bit.
I meant the second time.
Who cares about it? Once you've eaten your own shit, it doesn't matter what it looks like the second time.
Meanwhile,
all moral arguments have been dropped.
Since you did say you were waiting for the guards to react, I think I would like your reaction to their shooting at you. Which will be a whatever it was I said it was last time. Hang on a minute.
Probably.
Is it all of us or
no,
just Shane?
Only Shane, because it was Shane who was rolling out and being obvious.
Nerves and shoot. Nerves and survival.
No, nerves and shoot versus. Hang on, no. Nerves and shoot is when you're shooting them.
Okay.
If they are shooting,
is it cool?
You, it is brawn and stunned.
That's less good. I should really have put a point into stunt.
I do looking for a triple on this.
I am hard to kill, as we may discover. Ooh, I've got a double and a two, a double one, two and a six. I will invoke my double privilege to roll the other two again.
You get a free reroll on guns, don't you?
Oh, does this count as a...
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, this when I'm shooting,
it's
not
their
when
guns
shooting.
Rather
yeah,
than yours,
yeah, yeah.
After all.
Seems fair. I do get one from a military background. I don't suppose this is a military background, though, is it? No, don't worry. Oh! A one and a four, that gives me a triple one.
Okay, you take no damage. The rest of you, you're around a corner, you can hear gunfire in the direction the Shane went.
Right.
I suppose we should do something like about that.
And it's over to you guys to act. Let's have Shane's action first.
Eat the fromage, Cheezos! I'll say, and I'll shoot. It's because my character's been sponsored by Cheezos, the snack that gives more cheese than any other snack. And I had to get it in some point during the film.
Each bite-sized chunk is 110% cheese, plus some other inert components that are also technically cheese.
Yes.
We only use the finest quality components, ingredients from BP, for example.
I was going to shoot the wheels off the trolley. I'm not sure how that would help me. It would just look cool.
Unless they're all riding the trolley, it's not going to help.
So you've got the four guards coming towards you. Behind them is the trolley, which is now stationary. Behind them is the doctor, who is not in any way an ex-war criminal. He's a current war criminal.
Okay. I will. Can I see the alarm? Mind you, if I just shoot this alarm, that won't do a lot, will it? I haven't got time to think. I'll just shoot them all dead.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can try it.
Wow.
That will be a nerves and shoot, then.
Okay, and I am a marksman.
They do only have a basic defence, so anything you get beyond a double will do extra damage.
Okay, that's a double and another double, and then two not double. So I'll invoke my free reroll as a marksman or a gunsman.
A marksman?
I've got marksman and gunslinger, and I'm not quite sure what the difference is. I think one's rifles and one pistols, but I've got
it.
Both of them.
Anyway.
No, really? No, did they make such a differentiation?
I don't know, but I seem to have both of them. I'll
it's
check
it's
in
like the difference between shooty and bang bang.
I'm pretty sure I get a free reroll anyway, so I'll take that. Oh, that's disappointing, because that didn't give me anything extra. So I'll now use my actual reroll. This will be fine. It is fine. That gives me a triple and a double and then a kind of hanging chad.
Okay, so the double qualifies for a hit and it gets you the 1 point, and then the triple gets you three more.
Poo, poo, poo!
Which...
You could go otherwise.
Back to the wombat again.
Which is pretty good start out of the... It's four points out of the 12 you need to finish him off. So, Tiffany, you're round the corner hearing this.
Yep, I'm going to sprint forwards and taking in the situation. I'm going to basically Donald O'Connor my way up the wall and try and flip over the top of the goons towards where the doctor is.
Okay.
Parkour.
That sounds...
He says, squeezing it into every possible opportunity.
Gunslinger and marksman is actually granular enough to be pistol and rifle.
Gosh.
I'm genuinely surprised and can't see the point.
Yeah, me too.
But I have both. So.
Okay.
Right, so it will be something in stunt, certainly.
Well, I would have thought it's brawn and stunt, wouldn't you?
Plausibly.
Yeah, it's a physical kind of thing.
Gosh.
I'm not just suggesting that because that's where I put all my points, you know.
I did just think.
We've got... two basic successes there.
Okay.
I can go for a free re-roll if that would help.
Well, that as it stands will let you get past and up close for the doctor, but not actually attack him yet. So if you improve,
I'll do my parkour re-roll when jumping, doing acrobatics, or breaking a fall, which gets me an additional 6. So that's a basic and a critical.
Okay, I will let you punch the doctor for that.
Well, what I'm going to do is to bang the tray that's sitting with the little medical equipment and stuff and catch the tray in the air and whack him across the side of the head like Bob Blackman singing Mule Train. Niche reference.
Yes. I will let you modify that if you want to. When you bang the tray itself flips out of the trolley, so do the things on it, which include, the usual retractors and things, but also a menacingly large syringe.
Well, obviously I don't want to get stuck in the face with that, so...
You can grab whatever those you fancy.
Let's let that fall to the floor.
Okay.
You have to remember I'm used to sort of hitting people with the skateboard, so my initial thoughts are, can I knock the trolley off this bottom section with the wheels, and can I hit somebody with the tray?
Yep, that's reasonable.
Everything else can scatter.
Okay.
What do we need to do in terms of any potential damage? Or...
Oh, yeah, you can have a good solid hit with that, and... he will go down. He's not a tough guy like the guards.
Perfect. I'm now behind the guards, and I've just realised that Shane's shooting wildly.
It might look wildly. It's actually.
It looks wildly when you're at the other end. Yeah.
Okay, and Ignatius.
I suppose I should also probably lean round the corner and try and. Narratively lay down suppressing fire, but also shoot at people.
We actually have a covering Ooh. Fire rule in this.
Ooh, I should probably do that.
Really?
If you empty the magazine for your weapon, you get +1 to your ally's next reaction roll, but not yours.
Okay.
You don't need to make a roll for that.
Then I'd probably do that. That seems a sensible thing to do.
Okay. Talking of shooting wildly as we were.
So, that seems a sensible thing to do. I'm not entirely in agreement.
It'll be fine.
Of course. Of course I've got a tray I can stop the bullets with.
Please. I'm sure they'll go through a standard medical tray.
Yeah, it's not a military grade tray after all. Right, so they are going to... What are they going to do? They're going to try to shoot back. Oh, yeah, so you're looking for a... all of you, I think. Ignatius, I'll give you a +1 die on this for partial cover.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else gets a +1 die for suppressing fire, and it's a brawn plus stunt.
Partial, you say.
That cancels out my -1 being injured.
How does this work with the fact that I'm behind them? And are they splitting their...
Yeah, I don't think... one of them is going to fire at you. I'll give you another bonus die on that.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Nope.
I've got a single success. I'm going to... Reshket for a Beshket to re-roll my three that I didn't get anything with. Oh my god, I didn't get another... I rolled three twos with the re-roll, which actually gave me a critical and a normal success.
Okay, so a critical is what you needed to not be damaged.
Cool.
If you did not get that, then you take 1 point.
Well, if I get an extra success, can I use that for anything?
You can use it to do an extra action or to do various other stuff.
Ooh, question. Does this count as defending or saving others or acting selflessly?
Yes.
Oh, then I get a free reroll, which I will use.
Selfless, Shishay.
That's a basic success.
Like this trolley will be in a moment.
Slightly less terrible.
Okay.
And I've got a basic...
Su- taking any grit damage. Sorry, go on, John.
Oh. Sorry. I've got a basic success and an impossible one.
Okay, so...
well...
Because you did keep throwing bonus dice at me.
Mm-hmm. So that's a five, isn't it?
That's five sixes, in fact, is what I rolled, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can have... any feats that have action cost you can do now. You can grant a spare success to some to a friend who's failing at the task. You get extra cool action, which is basically anything you want.
Okay, well, I know what I want to do on my next action. So, do I need to hold off and?
On your next turn.
Okay, well, what I want to do is to grab that trolley and break the top off so I effectively have a very poor skateboard because I'm then going to attempt to run, jump on it, and go through the guards, whacking him in the back of the kneecaps.
Okay.
Or, in the case of the guy who was turned round, probably headbutting him straight in the...
unmentionable.
The Jacobs, as I'm on my way through.
You know. Okay, so... Yeah.
So whether you want that as something that's an extra thing or not,
That was a five success. So, yeah, I mean, go for it. I think that's quite reasonable. So,
swing around, smash the trolley, spin it across the floor, run and jump, dive and whack everybody on the knees so that they fall over.
Let's have a...
not on your Nelly roll.
Another attack sort of roll. So it might be...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I brought brawn and fight unless you can think of something more appropriate.
Nope, that sounds absolutely perfect. Thank you very much. Please, sir, can I have another?
And they've got a basic defense. So you're just looking for a basic damage.
I've got two basic successes. But I get a free re-roll for action and reaction rolls because I'm not armed, and that's the same thing I just rolled. So I've got two basic successes.
Okay, so that will do two more points of damage to him.
Okay, and can I activate my combo feat since I've successfully hit? If I spend additional adrenaline, I deal additional grit. So if I could spend 2 points of adrenaline.
Okay. So that will put you at, that will put them rather at 8 grit taken out of 12.
Okay, and puts me on 0 adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Right, rolling your way then, Shane.
And so that was on the reaction turn. So we're back to your normal actions, and yeah, Tiffany will get to act normally in this.
Nice going, Lassie.
Did you just fucking call me Lassie?
Woof, woof.
What's that you say? Shane has fallen down a well.
I'll pop off the other two with a quick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's roll.
So you're looking for a basic to hit him.
Ooh, that's two basic. And then I've got a 5 and a 1. So 2 fours, 2 sixes, and a 5 and a 1, which I will re-roll for free. To give me nothing extra. I'll just take the two successes.
Okay, that's still two more.
Poof, poof.
Points. And Ignatius.
I will I have just emptied my pistol.
Yeah, so if you want to use that again, you'll need to reload, otherwise you could do something else.
I am terrible at physically fighting and also now have a penalty to it for being injured. So I think I will in fact reload.
Okay. You could always throw the gun at them. That's traditional after you run out of bullets, I think. Well, you pull the trigger another couple of times so it clicks, and then you look frustrated, then you throw the gun.
That's true, but I think I'm also quite bad at throwing guns.
In fact, that is basically the same skill as guns. We established that last time, throwing things.
I think it's using
it. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I will simply stay around the corner and reload.
Okay. And Tiffany?
I'm going to dig my toes into the floor, spin the thing around, and throw a tray, frisbee style, at whoever's the first person to...
Who throws a tray?
Well, anybody who's holding one, I would think. Whoever's the first person to sort of lift their head up, having been hit in the back of the back of the legs. Now, as it happens, miraculously, in the past 24 hours, I've learned to throw things better for some reason. So I'm no longer absolutely abysmal at it.
Well, yeah, I'm just
quite bad.
Okay, so that, yeah, looking for a basic success to... Do anything?
Yep, and that's all I got, a single basic success.
Okay, do you want to risk it for a reroll?
No.
Okay.
At the very least, it should be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what a trait
does when it hits someone. But if they'd taken two more grit, the fight would now be over, which is what I was asking.
I don't want to take away from anybody. Plus, I know what'll happen if I try to reroll so few dice.
Fair point.
Because I'm not great at that.
So they will shoot back. So, yeah, they're not really being inventive about this sort of thing, so they will just keep shooting at you. So you're looking for a brawn and stunt and a critical to take no damage.
I really should have moved out of the way at some point during this.
It's not really your style, though, is it?
Given that Ignatius was reloading anyway, you can have full cover, so don't worry about that.
Oh, I've got a single success. I'm going to...
A single success is enough to take no damage.
Oh, is it? Okay, then I shall stick with that.
Assuming you mean a critical.
No, I don't. I mean, I got a normal success. A single normal
basic.
Success.
A basic,
sorry.
I got two basics.
Okay, I'll just... No, I'm going to re-roll my... six and my three and hope I get a two with it.
I suppose I really should.
That means I now have no successes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was fearing, but since I got two basics, I only have to give up one of them for the reroll, don't I?
Yeah, you lose one success.
If you don't reroll, then your two basics will partly counter their critical and you will take one grit. If you... Each basic gets rid of one grit. So if you give up one and don't get anything better, then you will take two grit. So, Shane, you had one basic, yes?
I'll take one grit.
I had one basic, and I gambled it and lost it, and so now I have nothing grit at all.
Oh, you rotten bastards.
I make sympathetic wincing expressions from around the corner.
So what, do I get minuses for being hurt now?
No, not until you get to special, weirdly shaped boxes.
Right, yeah, okay, no, I'm fine. And I don't get that anyway because I'm hard to kill. Or I get more adrenaline when that happens. I like it. Weirdly, I quite like it.
You enjoy being shot.
Yeah.
So when you say you're hard to kill, are you, like, easy to immobilise, but they have to keep emptying magazines into you to finally tip you over the edge?
I should have been more specific.
Those of us who've played Sentinels of the Multiverse... My headcanon for Fnatic is, yeah, you didn't come here for the superhero fight. You came here to get hurt.
Yes. Oh, no, a gunfight.
John, I'd lost track of what you'd actually got in terms of successes in the end.
I got No, I didn't do the reroll, so I got two basic successes.
Okay, so one grit.
Yeah, taking that.
And back to you lot.
Let's finish this. I will grit through teeth of... Well, they're gritted. I'll just emit the words from my mouth.
What, talk, you mean? Is that too easy for you?
That's a shuck-shesh, a critical and a basic.
Okay, that is sufficient, and that will finish him off. So you have four downed guards. One unconscious doctor who's going to have a nice lump on his head if he lives that long.
Mm-hmm.
The alarms are still going off, obviously.
Let's do a quick pat-down for any useful items.
Okay, anybody who wants a pistol or a shotgun can have one.
Let's take a shotgun. Thank you.
Let's have a look at that quite nasty syringe. I think I might actually empty that.
It's where it hit the ground, it leaked a bit, and whatever came out of it is sort of purplish and... It's not actually eating into the floor. That must be an illusion.
Right.
Because it's the sort of thing my character should do, I will quickly examine it and see if I can deduce what it is, roughly.
Okay, what are you using to do this?
Focus and heal, maybe? That seems more appropriate than no.
Yeah, okay, I can see that.
My no is better, but I think if it's some kind of drug, heal is the correct. That is two basics.
This is definitely not anything in the standard pharmacopoeia.
Yeah. So, okay, some kind of weird drug. No idea what that is, but
it's also quite a large syringe for an injection, presumably for one person.
However, there's more than one of us, and they're probably not worried about sharing syringes.
They're schwange. Lucky you came. Do we need to take
a sample?
I'm trying to quit.
You're trying to quit, did you say?
Yes. I don't do truth serum. I've lost Sean. I'm just generic.
Is there something that I could put this syringe into? Or put the sample
doctor.
From this syringe into?
You
still
could,
the doctor.
You could. It has a cap on the needle. And you could wrap it in the cloth that was on top of the tray.
I'll do that and stick it in a jacket pocket.
Okay.
I will also take a shotgun, mostly so I don't have to show people my embarrassing pistol.
Seems fair. The doctor is groaning slightly.
So they
tray. I've sent you a link to an example video of Bob Blackman, the late Bob Blackman, and so you know the sort of thing I'm doing here.
Can someone deal with this alarm?
It may be easier just to run for it, honestly, because the time we spend trying to solve...
Are we going out or in?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure. We're 100% sure where we are.
I mean, we're in the quarry. I was coming looking for you, but
this
Medusa thing should be in here.
Project Medusa is shit.
Oh, you think it's in here.
Right. You, Doctor,
in that
where's
case,
Project Medusa?
Well, I'm sorry, I've
been
knocked unconscious twice.
Come on,
you're
frustrated. Hitting somebody with a tray doesn't do much, you know.
You could possibly wake you up.
Tray to bed.
Give me a heal and something just to see what sort of state he's in.
Let's see, heal and something. Most things are going to be 5 dice in that case.
Unless the tray looks like a death mask now. I haven't hit him that hard.
That is a basic.
My fear I can walk.
Yes, Medusa. Where's Medusa?
And not sure.
She is everywhere. She will bring death on the world.
Which room? Which room, man?
They the main lab, my control center.
Right. I think since we're probably going deeper, spend a moment trying to shut down the. Well, this could just be an assistant.
I'm going to dress as one of the guards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. What, as they're dressed now, or just in their off hours? What are you thinking?
Ideally as a disguise rather than as a...
Right.
I should probably dress as this doctor, shouldn't I?
I think you can pull off an arsey action, Ignatius.
Swap jacket. Right, I look like a doctor now.
Perfect.
I slightly adjust my glasses.
Perfect.
Uncanny.
Look just like an egghead. You need to push the trolley then, Doc.
The trolley?
Yeah,
there's a small issue with that. Well, it's usable. It's just a lot lower than it was.
Okay.
No. We lost the trolley to some attackers who the guards are holding off.
Right.
If we see any guards, point them that way.
Shall we go? And if we happen to spot wherever the start, we can turn the alarm off from, we'll turn the alarm off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... I mean, you will immediately notice that all these hallways basically look the same. You know, concrete tunnel, neon light, wide balconies connected by metal bridges, guards over there, go a different way. You don't really have a good way of finding your way here.
Are you telling me that this secret Nazi underground base has poor signage?
As a friend of mine came up with in a slightly different context, what they need is more health and safety Nazis.
I'd have thought they'd at least put, you know, colour-coded lines or something.
Yeah, well, they
didn't. It's not like I'm expecting everything to be in a kind of Black Forest Gothic typeface. It doesn't have to be quite, although it would be.
Verboten.
The aesthetic demands it. Yeah.
And sadly,
we're all Italian. Don't understand the word.
What is a secret base without a monorail?
And yet, you'd think it would be half the budget of a normal railway.
Jumpsuits. Never mind.
It's not. It's not even a secret volcano lair. I mean, they have volcanoes in Greece, don't they?
Mm.
Pretty sure. Near enough.
Yeah.
I think. The verisimilitude has been stretched enough that we could probably put a volcano wherever we want to.
Anyway, you're basically trying to find a way down corridors. You get through a quite heavily armoured door, and it seems to open out a bit, and then you realise that door is you notice the door is closed behind you because it suddenly gets much quieter.
That is good soundproofing.
Sounding in here.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Presumably, though, we could easily open it again, or has it in fact locked?
Hang on just a moment. Ignatius, could I have a crime and alert roll?
Ooh. You can. I am probably the worst person to attempt this roll.
Hence the GM asking you for it.
I'm not far off the worst, presumably.
Nothing.
You hear a... and turn your head very slowly to see a woman in a lab coat pointing a pistol at you. She sees you and lowers the pistol immediately. Oh, thank goodness you made it. It is Dr. Khan.
Huh. I stop myself before coming up with an elaborate lie. Well, you got out then?
No.
How did you get here? Oh.
This is the new lab.
Kidnapped and forced to work on the...
But they gave you a pistol.
Whatever it is.
No, the guard didn't need the pistol anymore.
Oh.
We had a similar experience.
Turns out they don't have much taste for thick coffee and things in coffee.
Biochemist's
idea of interesting things in coffee.
I'm going to look down at my shotgun and say, seems like they don't get the same calibre of guards anymore.
I think gauge is more commonly used.
Oh, fuck off.
Shotgun.
She looks at you blankly.
Oh, come on.
It's got to read
the room, Shane.
So, however, what we have here is a timeout, which means you can recover any grit you've lost.
Oh, you beauty.
Fantastic.
Oh. Just a graze.
Point, yeah.
And I don't mean the measure of radiation.
Sorry.
You see, you've just got to know your audience.
Yeah.
There are other things you can do. I'm just checking what you can. Okay, you get two actions. of a special sort. So you can, for example, remove a condition. That would take one action.
Remove Scottish accent.
Please.
Never. You can take our homes.
I will use the Nazi first aid kit that is presumably on the wall to bandage myself and remove my hurt condition.
It's not very Nazi. They just hired that guy in. I mean, he must have been tiny when the Third Reich was a thing. Obviously, to suggest that he's unnaturally young would be entirely unreasonable.
But he could easily be in his, you know, 50s and still have worked for him.
Shane, could you give me a notice things sort of role?
Awareness and crime?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I could argue for focus, but as it's the same, I shan't. That is a basic success.
Okay, that over there is a gun safe. It's buried under paperwork.
Well, hello, monsieur.
That was here when I moved in. It's locked.
Not for long, I'll say, confidently striding towards it. Can anyone open a safe?
Are you just doing the Vanna White bit of standing at the side with your arms? Like,
yes,
safe.
I mean, this see if you can solve job, it. But he's still, not quite recovered from that blow to the head.
Well, I could have a go at it. I'll pull out a hairpin or something.
Good luck, Tiffany. Good luck.
Good luck, dear. So I take it this will be crime and dexterity?
That sounds entirely plausible to me.
I've gone a bit Sean Bean.
I don't normally do any illegal stuff, you understand.
There is a specific lockpick feat, but if you don't have that.
Yep. I don't. I've just rolled an extreme success.
You really don't need it.
So. Oh, it was open already.
Still got the hairpin. You've still got two nostrils.
It really wasn't. inside is an assault rifle.
Well, if anyone else wants this, I can't use it. Of course, I'm merely a woman. Actually, I just don't like shooting people for a more hands-on approach.
Not my field, I'm afraid.
I'm guessing Shane will want...
Reluctantly look at Shane.
Shane will no doubt want to prove his masculinity by taming this fucking bronco of a gun. Eventually, when he comes back. Any second now.
Meanwhile, so you have time to recover your breath and so on. Sita tells you that the main control room is just around there.
What's the easiest way to disable this whole project then, to make sure that they don't just set up another lab somewhere?
Well, yeah, there's a thing on that. The lab has a self-destruct in case the virus gets out and contaminates the place.
Oh, that's convenient. Although, presumably, it initiates some sort of lockdown, does it, if you activate it?
Yes, so if you can get into the control room and enter this code, this convenient 17-digit emergency code. And then start running.
It's probably password and then like 9 more digits. All that effort, the damn thing's empty. Right, let's have a look around. Oh, you're back.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, yes.
We're going to get to the control centre, enter this easy to remember code, and then run for the exit.
Okay.
So it would probably help if we had a rough idea where the exit was before we had to start running for it.
Seems recommended.
Well, as you're on map around here, there must be a fire exit.
Well, it was the way I came in.
It's a security precaution.
Not a safety precaution.
To make sure that as many people as possible die if anything happens in the place.
As opposed to running out contaminated with a potentially world-ending virus, yes.
But I thought we were trying to end the world. Isn't that the point?
Don't let it escape until we want it to.
No. The point of my work is the work I was forced to do is to. It was going to be a cure. It was supposed to cure everything.
I see.
Unfortunately, it seems very good at that.
And then work backwards from it. I see.
That's what your friend said. Mm.
Can I just?
How did she escape from the?
Can I just quietly mention to everybody that I'm not really convinced that she should have a gun.
Hmm.
Because
seems a little bit betrayally.
I'll keep an eye on that Tiffany. You don't need to worry.
Keep your eye off of Tiffany's. You can have that assault rifle, by the way.
Assault rifle, you say?
No, that's not what I said.
Reluctantly pointed to the open safe.
Take the assault rifle.
And I'll hand you one bullet.
This does have some special characteristics in terms of the rules. You can spend one action aiming on a target, and on your next turn you'll get plus one to shoot it.
I don't understand why you would do that.
And if you do covering fire, you'll get plus one to your reaction rolls as well as everybody else's.
That sounds more like it. But covering fire isn't murdering fire, though, is it?
No.
Not necessarily.
Only incidentally if people stand up.
It involves impulse control and tactics.
One if you had impulse control.
Exactly. This is why I made up with the person.
Covering fire can just be missing in the right direction.
Yes, exactly. I'm just covering.
Discord is back up, by the way, Roger.
Right,
covering fire. Plus one reaction to everyone, including me. Okay, got it. Come on, Felicity. Let's get out of here.
Who's Felicity again?
I think that's the name he's just given his assault rifle.
Yes.
Do you two need a moment?
We'll be outside closing the secret.
Hand him the gun oil.
Who was it? Was it Hitler who was constantly off his tits on gun oil? I think he had some idea that drinking gun oil was good for him.
Most of the senior Nazis were constantly off their tits on amphetamines.
I think it was gun oil specifically with Hitler. Don't know why. I think the guy had problems. Let's just leave it there.
I've not actually heard that one before. I've heard quite a lot of things.
From Watson Hall.
Hitler off his tits on gun oil.
I'm not going to ask what you get as an image result for that.
He was he thought drinking gun oil would fix his digestive issues.
Probably.
As recommended by his personal physician, Theodore Morell.
He was not in any way a gun oil salesman.
He was constantly ill with stomach pains, headaches, nausea, shivering fits and diarrhea. Now, I don't know whether that was a symptom or an effect of the gun oil.
However, he never once suffered from rust.
No, I don't think it had been developed by that stage. It was still in pretty basic computing.
So that was an obscure computer game reference. But
I was assuming it was in the context of him being an ear of wheat. But Shane, you noticed, since you were specifically keeping an eye on Dr. Khan, that as you're leaving this office... she hits the door closer when you are outside and she is still inside. Heavy armored door, guns closed.
Swing, stick your gun in there.
Do I get a chance to react, or am I just like...
You can react, since you're specifically looking out for something odd. It is a big, heavy door, so...
Sacrifice some Felicity.
This isn't the kind of safety door that if you jump in the way, it kind of will sense I'm there and then open again.
There's only one way to find out, really.
I will quickly roll back through. That's what I'm going to attempt to do. And, yeah, hold Felicity behind me and wedge her in the...
Okay, that's going to be a stunt of some sort. Brawn, probably.
Now, stunt, I'm a bit too old for this shit.
Just don't get no successes at all. That would be bad.
Emily, unadvisable, yeah.
This is the moment in the film where someone unexpectedly dies, just to up the stakes for everyone else.
And you know who? Someone.
1, 3, 4, and 6. Can I spend some adrenaline, please, GM?
Normally you have to spend that before you.
Oh, okay. Can I use my military background to get a free reroll? Oh, yeah, a free reroll. They taught us all about this in the SEALs. Doors. Yep. A whole day on doors. Diana, other doors.
Diana, Princess of Doors.
I'm going to... beg if I can have a
is it looking quite bad for you?
Martial arts.
Yeah, all right.
Were you fighting the door unarmed?
He is now.
I am apparently. Well, can
man,
I say
so it's fair to me then?
Narratively, this is just to stop me getting squashed, but I don't get through the door onto the other side. I just don't die. Okay. In order to let you forgive me for my transgressions. I've got a basic success, so what I'm hoping is I stay on this side of the door.
Okay, your wingtips are never going to be the same again.
No!
I'm sorry, but I'm infected as well. I'm going to have to stay here and die with the rest of them.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I didn't get back through the door.
I'm sure you're very sensitively not going, oh, blimey, lucky escape for me there.
Do you know you're infected?
It was Stamos' way of making sure I couldn't escape. As long as I'm alive, so's the virus.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mishy.
But are we in the right on the right side to get to the...
yes, she is inside her lab. You are outside her lab,
right?
Not behind the
office. So we can then still get there and get out of the entire place. We don't have to go through that door again.
Well,
there were no other exits to her office.
Okay, we were in. We got the... Okay.
Right, sorry, I was thinking we'd come through a room here. Okay.
I'll salute her. So, you're a brave lash. Good luck. It's pointless saying that because you're clearly on a date.
A little bit, yeah.
Are we not also then infected?
No,
is this a non-contagious virus?
Ignatius, sometimes you can be too intellectually curious.
Only once it's activated.
It's not been activated in you?
As far as you know.
It is in my system, but it's not been activated.
So there's a chance it's not contagious. There's a chance that we could save you, then.
But from my blood, the project could be restarted.
Tiffany, she doesn't want shaving.
No, I'm sure she doesn't, but we could still save her life.
Well done,
you know,
Doctor.
What? Let's get to this lab, shut down the program.
You're giving up on this woman awfully quickly.
It feels narratively appropriate.
No, it just feels misogynistic, because there are very few women appearing in this, and I speak as a man playing big part of a woman.
50% of the female characters.
If you could indeed call her a character and not a cipher. Sorry, a shifer.
Look, maybe we can find something in this lab to ensure it.
Yeah.
We can whisk her out to safety on our way out.
The quicker we go, the better our chance of saving her. Let's go.
Well, the quicker we set off the self-destruct, the better our chance of saving her. I don't think so.
Maybe we'll
but
find
yes,
another way.
Let's go. Let's go.
Are we setting off the self-destruct?
Maybe.
You will walk out at the most inappropriate moments.
Yeah. Oh. Let's go.
You missed the gun. You missed the self-destruct.
We head towards the lab.
This does take a bit of time because there are guards still moving about the place, searching for the intruders.
Resistance is useless.
But yes, they went that way, officer.
Ignatius is dressed as a doctor, and that's got to be convincing.
I'm dressed as a guard, so...
So it's just Tiffany, who isn't.
Tiffany's got her hands behind her back.
I'll hide. Okay, no, I'll just hide. When you walk ahead,
okay.
And since I'm relatively short anyway, they've got less chance of spotting me while I, you know, jump behind an aspidistra.
Yes, God, a band of 20 extremely large men went that way.
So, eventually you do get to what is, well, actually not that eventually because it's quite close by, to what is clearly the control room.
Uh-huh.
A large semicircular space, bank of monitors round the curved wall. Most of them actually at this point showing various spots, presumably within the complex. Certainly the decor is familiar. In the middle of the flat wall of this semicircular space, there is a glass wall behind which you can see a white tiled room. And in that is a tall, about 3 meter tall glass cylinder filled with a greenish liquid and something.
Something?
Something as in some sort of biological...
Something biological,
entity?
Yes. I mean, at first you look at it and you think, oh, it's a person in the tank, and then no, it's really not a person. I mean, the scales, the fins, the fangs...
What?
So more like a
fascinating
lizard, Nation-ish. Crocodile type thing. Isn't
what
it?
Is this thing?
Let's find out if I know.
I'll give that to you for free. Creature unknown to science.
Some kind of creature unknown to science.
Great acronym.
Shocking.
Must be derived this virus from its tissues.
What?
So this is Medusa.
Are you saying it's an alien?
No.
Oh.
They didn't say that at all.
Okay. Sort of, all right.
Probably some
do
sort of
pay attention.
I'm sorry. I just
perhaps a creature unfrozen from the Siberian tundra.
Oh, yeah, that makes much more sense.
Yeah, that explains the lizard-like appearance in the scales. It comes from the frozen tundra. Yeah,
exactly. If it were an alien, its biology would probably be wildly incompatible with ours and present no threat whatsoever.
I'll tap Felicity.
Or possibly
on
a major threat.
Is it
alive?
this would mean becoming visible to the people in the... Well, no,
Oh, there's people in the control room.
There don't seem to be guards in here, though, so...
Are there any clipboards hanging up anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Take a clipboard. And thus, a cloak of invisibility.
Also, the people working in here don't seem to be in uniforms. I mean, they have ID badges, but...
But probably not cocktail dresses now, I think about it.
Yeah.
let's stride over to one of them. But what's all this business with the alarms? Is the project in danger?
They haven't told us anything.
Mm. So what are you doing?
I'm just having to coordinate. I mean, if I see any of the intruders on these screens, I have to tell you people about them.
I'm going to stride forward.
Well, very good.
Alarm's going off. Everyone needs to evacuate. Danger. Project Medusa's in danger. We'll take it from here.
They all look round to the glass cylinder in a nervous way.
Yes, Dr. Khan is involved. Dr. Khan has given us orders. Highly, very dangerous.
Dangerous leak, yeah.
I've been given orders to tell you to...
I'm going to move across and with the clipboard start shooing them out while he's in the middle of talking. So you heard the man. You may not have understood a single word he said, but you heard him out.
All in the name of safety.
But, get back to your quarters and lock down.
Mm.
Right out.
Intruders
or you may want to flee the premises.
If you see any sign of potential intruders, obviously find the nearest lockable room and take cover.
Don't engage them. They're highly dangerous.
Right,
he said...
Panic. Should we panic?
No need to panic.
Hardly at all.
Okay.
For heaven's sake, you scientists.
Everything is under control.
The situation is almost...
I'll tap a dial and give him a thumbs up.
I'll stroke Felicity.
Did Medusa move? No, it must be just a current in the support fluid.
Have a look at what we've got here. Can we evaluate
how
this stuff works, roughly speaking?
We're looking for something that probably has a flip hatch over it and a big red button.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some keypad or something next to it. Type in the code to open it.
Not quite to the level of Fu Manchu, where there is a lever labelled reactor overload, carefully designed in a zigzag shape so that when a minion is shot, you can fall on it and push it all the way down its track.
Yes, I mean, that would have been nice.
But no, you do have what is clearly the self-destruct panel.
Right. Enter the code, if that's what it requires to open that up.
Okay, give me a brawn and stunt.
Oh. That suggests that something is happening more than just entering a code.
Oh, sorry, hang on, sorry. Focus and fix to get the code done in a timely way.
Right, that's slightly more disappointing because I haven't got as many dice.
I can do it if you want.
That's very disappointing. One basic success.
Okay,
do I need more than that?
No, that's fine. The alarm note changes slightly. And the lights are now flashing red and orange rather than just red. The green liquid is draining from the glass cylinder. This was apparently part of the standard procedure. Possibly it catching fire as it jets out into the control room was not part of the standard procedure.
That's nice, good.
I think we should be leaving.
So for this I will need a broaden and stunt, and you need a 2 crit to avoid any damage at all.
Parkour!
For all of us?
Yes.
Oh, I really should have put my point in stunt.
Okay. That is one critical. Did you say 2 criticals?
I'm afraid I did.
Brawn and stunt, you say.
Reroll.
I have rolled 1, 2, 3, 4 and will not be rerolled.
Okay, so if you
just got the one, I'm afraid.
Okay, so it's a total of 6 grit. If you didn't get anything, with 1 it's 3 grit.
Ouch, that's going to ruin this dress, which I'm sure is otherwise undamaged.
Yeah, I got a basic, so that's 6 grit.
5.
Basic, 5 grit.
Basic takes off 1.
Let me open up, because I've got a handwritten character sheet. Let me see.
Flaming liquid venting into the control room, not great.
Where does that put me? 6
That doesn't sound like a good design overall.
Don't forget you did recover everything while you were in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm still 2 boxes away from that.
So this will be the first grit you've taken since then.
Yes, okay, so I'm all right for the minute.
Does it look like something has broken and gone horribly wrong, or is this like a system is venting stuff at us?
Apparently it's designed to do this.
I think you may have made a mistake there, Tiffany.
Things you can see.
It's a self-destruct. It's not going to be good, is it?
You can see various large armoured doors starting to close.
Pointed monitors.
You can also see Stamos getting into an elevator, and is that CT he's got with him?
You can shoot him.
Doors closed. No, that's on the screen.
What is he getting into?
An elevator.
Any indication of where the elevator is?
Little dino tape label underneath the screen.
Not
showing
on the screen,
the...
but if you look at these for a few moments and try to work out what's where, that might give you a benefit.
Shout over Ignatius, it's Stanos.
We need to get after him. I hurry over to the console and have a look at this button. Do I think that I need to do something with it? This emergency self-destruct button.
It's been pushed down.
Okay.
It's pulsing orange.
Okay. So that looks like it's probably activated, just maybe with a side effect.
I'm going to see if I can find that. We've got automatic doors closing here as well. Not just visible
on the
screen.
They're all quite slow, though.
Yeah, but even so, since these two are trying to work something out, I'm going to look around for, you know, a bench, table, steel chair or something I can stick in the way of a door.
The easiest, most mobile thing is probably the swivel chairs.
Yeah, that'll do. It's that or Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You got a thing for doors. You got door affinity, you have.
It didn't work well last time, did it?
Poor Dora.
Okay, so...
Nice that... Irish girl.
So I'm looking I'm looking for a critical brawn plus stunt. Remember, you can help each other with this.
Ooh, yes.
And you can all get a bonus die for the for Shane having looked around and tried to work out a route.
What does help each other mean? When you add it
if you get a spare success, you can give it to somebody else.
Okay.
You can. It means that you get to just sort of stand on the other side of the window in the door and shrug and say, nothing I can do.
I have got two... What did we need, Roger?
Critical.
I've got two successes. Two basic.
I've got a critical and a basic. Does that give me anything to lend?
So you could give the basic to Shane, and then he would have three basics, which would make a critical.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can do that then.
I've got a basic, so I think I will risk it and just reroll.
Okay.
Maybe I can get a crit this time.
This might be bad.
It might be very bad.
It'll be fine.
I only wish I had more successes to show.
I've got a critical and a basic.
Hey, we all did
that's
it.
Plenty.
Show off.
So that gets you through a lot of the complex into a wide room, and you can see there's an elevator at the far end of it.
Does that look like the one from the screen?
It's at least an elevator that probably leads up.
Right.
But
well,
yes,
give it a go.
Basically very similar.
Are you supposed to use the lift in any event of an evacuation? There's normally a little sign saying not to.
There are a couple of guards who are... it looks as if they're basically going for the same elevator, and they don't really care about you look like their co-workers. They're going to open fire anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a nerve awareness critical reaction.
Crikey. Nerves and awareness.
Not my strong than nerves and brawn. Can I... it's not really military tactics, is it? Okay, never mind.
Would this act as fighting unarmed or not?
Not really. I mean, it's noticing that they're about to shoot you in time to be not there when they do it.
Yeah. I got nothing at all in that case.
Okay, then that will be 3 grit.
I'm going to risk a reroll. That gives me 1 critical and 1 basic. Can I give the basic to anyone else?
Yep. Which will put in 1 grit loss from whoever you give it to.
Ignatius is quite used to getting hurt, so I'll give it to Tiffany instead. I think he kind of likes it.
I feel like we've done the thinky part of this game.
Yeah, so exactly. I'm not saying you're expendable, Ignatius.
That's 1 less grit, is it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So what are you going to do about the guards?
Keep running.
I'm going to murder them. You run! I'll take them!
Yeah, but running in the same direction.
Oh, yeah.
Just all shoot them.
You have got a gun, assuming it survived the door.
Felicity!
Just shoot over my head.
Spit hard leaden death.
Buddha, Buddha, Buddha.
To you, Mr. Felicity.
That will be... Well, I'll tell you what I shall do.
Brawn and fight? Or nerves and shoot?
Well, I was wondering about covering fight. No, let's just kill him. See, this is why I didn't really...
Covering fight.
That is an interesting roll. Oh, no, okay, that's a critical. And then 3 nothing, so I'll re-roll those for 3, because I'm a marksman. To give me a critical and a basic.
Okay, that will give you some bonus damage, and that will... If they're not actually completely out of action, they're at least not trying to jump the queue for the lift.
Lovely.
That's what we do to queue jumpers in this country.
And
much right, actually.
One of you, I'm guessing Tiffany, with elite temp worker skills, charges ahead and hits the button for the lift.
Yeah, and if necessary, I shall, you know, kick guns out of hands and so on, just to make sure they're not going to finish us off if they're still alive. And then I'll just stand there next to the lift, just waiting.
Yep.
It's a brief pause.
It is traditional to go into the Girl from Ipanema when waiting for a lift.
Okay, and so the lift goes up quite a long way. And
did we come down this far? This seems. Well, is there an indicator?
Ignatius did.
All right.
Shush, right, Ignatius.
Oh yes, it's quite a long way down. Okay. I came through the other entrance, obviously, but.
Is there an indicator of how many floors?
Ding.
Well, that's one, I suppose.
Okay. Duck into the side bit of the lift so that people can't shoot us immediately.
Oh, yeah, we also need to splay our legs so that we're on the very, very edge next to the wall, so when the floor drops away, we don't go down into the sharp pit.
Well, you do that, and I'll hang on to your legs.
What are you, James Bond? I'll slam the door open button. Oh, no, that just happens, doesn't it?
I'm not convinced it really works, but go on.
So you're looking out onto a metal platform. It's outside, it's still nighttime.
Oh.
Standing around on this platform are several helicopters, one of which is just starting up.
Stamos!
Run for their chopper. While you're waiting for that.
Yes, we should hurry. To the
Take
helicopter.
This chopper to Mars!
He's already sitting in it, and as you're getting closer, you see him inject something into his neck.
That bastard's already shitting in a copper.
This is the only antidote.
What?
If I die, she dies. Then he drops the collective, and the helicopter takes off.
Can I run and jump?
Shoot at the chopper. I know it's futile, but I feel like that is a thing I should do.
Yeah, you've got to.
Do you need to lie on your back and shoot into the air? Would that help?
No, that wouldn't look. I'm just. No. Yeah, come on.
You brace yourself, you open fire.
Yeah.
I'm planning to sprint past you and leap
you
for the landing skid.
We'll
of what
save.
I presume is either a Bell Jet Ranger or a Long Ranger, depending on how many passengers are required.
I'm afraid he's going to be out of reach by the time you get there.
Damn it! I can't even parkour up at a radio mast or anything. There probably isn't one right next
to the next helicopter.
Obvious question, I say raising my hand, can any of us fly a helicopter?
Yes, Dick can.
Because all Dick, I can do Dick's are minivans and skateboards.
How different can it be?
Let's get to we rush to the helicopter and look at it.
Wait, as the helicopter takes off, can I just do the kind of...
I don't know what you're talking about.
The first casualty of war is initiate. As the helicopter takes off, and like there's a kind of a helicopter shop of me kind of standing there, like Elias in Platoon.
Oh, I've never seen Platoon. Sorry,
missed
your reference.
Oh, there you go. That's,
I will just say that piloting comes under the nerves drive skill.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not very good at that, but I'm sure we could all have a go.
Come on, Mark.
Horrible at it.
What are you doing?
I can have a go. I've got 5 dice.
That's better than me.
Nerves and driving? I've got 5 dice as well.
Come on, let's do it. You need to be shooting out of the window while I attempt to drive.
Yes.
Right, okay. So those of you who were here for the first session will remember the chase rules, of course. Thank you for that chorus of recollection.
In my defence.
One of you has to do the driving, and you are trying to overcome the distance, basically.
That rings a bell.
And, you know, they will try to get away, and you will try to catch them. And everybody else can do things that will perhaps be more effective. Mm-hmm. So, for example,
shoot off the tail rotor.
You could try to shoot at them to slow them down.
Their tail rotor.
Mm-mm. Yes, crucially.
Yes.
Done. They got it.
Unless you want to continue after that with covering fire over the entire countryside, shoot at their tail rotor. But what you'll actually hit if you shoot at them and he's not meant to die just yet is something that lets out a load of smoke and then they'll slowly go down and mm-hmm, land. Mm-hmm. Unlike what actually happens with a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. I'm just remembering, I don't care, it's a digression. The guy I ran into at Gen Con, US Navy, and he'd be doing his SE rescue training. And it's how you did the, we dump you in the water, the helicopter comes, you get winched up and so on. And he got into the helicopter and asked the guy, there's a big red streak of hydraulic fluid on the bottom coming from this lump. Is that supposed to be like that? Oh yeah, that's fine. It's if there isn't a red streak, we have to worry because that means it's empty. So let me have then a drive.
Come on, Brainiac.
Okay,
how hard can it be? I feel like we should close in on Ignatius when he's like,
riding
here's
a
the
bike.
Clutch,
no,
here's the...
Mirror, signal.
Okay.
Reaches his arm out for a right turn out the window.
Beep, beep, beep. This helicopter is reserved.
It can't require more than a single basic, can it?
Yeah, come on, Roger.
Well, you're making progress.
That sounds reasonable.
You're making progress, not very much progress.
Ah, key.
Ignatius! Yeah, turn the rotors on.
No, I'm still going through the safety procedure.
Is there a
something he
is there a crank
do.
Handle or something?
So what do the rest of you want to do to potentially?
I'm
going to
covering
down.
Fire the
get
him
and shut
guards
the door
that are spreading towards us.
There don't seem to be any other guards made it up.
Oh,
what a shame!
Any weapons in here?
Oh yeah.
Well, there's yours.
Well, grab a weapon and shoot it at the descending... a bigger weapon than Felicity.
I'm not...
No, in this...
What, just lying around in a helicopter? They don't tend to put things like bazookas for use inside a helicopter.
Well, I'll just shoot...
Technical point there. What you want is an armbrust, which is specifically designed for this purpose.
I'm going to shoot up at the descending...
Is this
helicopter.
The time? Yeah. Oh, yes, right. You're going to shoot upwards while he's starting the rotors.
I believe we've established rotors don't particularly exist in any meaningful
fashion.
Yes, I imagine this conversation was had in the First World War with the aircraft and the machine gun people.
Nerves and shoot.
We just fire forwards. They don't need to synchronise.
Get back, you swine!
It's dark. You can't see how broad the rotor is.
I've got two... Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to re-roll the two... So two basics, I'm going to re-roll my two normal to get a critical and a basic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That sounds decent.
That will definitely slow down a bit. Tiffany?
I don't really think there's anything I can do because I'm an appalling shot. I'm very much hands-on.
Okay, right, let's go back to them, and yeah, somebody is leaning out of the helicopter and shooting it at you. So, nerves and drive from Ignatius, please. You're looking
nerves
for a critical.
Come on, Ignatius.
That's critical.
Okay. Wow, see, knew it wasn't different from driving a stolen Lamborghini.
Nerves and stealth for the rest of you.
Stealth.
Huh.
Nerves I'm good at. Stealthier, not so much. I want to say I've got two in stealth. That's number Wang. That will be two basic.
I've got one basic.
Okay. Any try attempts to improve, or I mean, probably not. I think
I'd probably have to re-roll the lot and risk.
It's a standard three grit. Take one off for each basic you got.
I'll make a re-roll in that case, if that's all right. I may as well risk it.
Seven grit damage.
And that's exactly the same. So, two. Right, I'm now... Okay, the next one's bad.
So do you want a reminder of what happens?
No, I've got one to go before I hit bad.
Yeah, I've got one to go before I hit bad, so we're all right for the minute.
Okay.
No need to remind us.
Okay.
Yeah, only me is injured.
Right then, so back to you lot and Ignatius,
see if I can do it again.
Punch it.
No, just basic.
Okay, I mean, basic gets you a little bit of progress, just not very much.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can do to boost? I mean, are we actually flying at this point?
Yes.
It's just a case of we're not going very quickly. Is there anything we can do to boost the engine or, you know, tip some whiskey in the tank or something? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I should say I'm probably the worst person to do anything like this, but there must be something we can do. If we can't get him to go any slower, then we need to go faster.
Well, that's what I'm...
Put a gun to Ignatius's head.
I'm shooting try at the to retreating helicopter, waiting for the retreating helicopter to get bigger, because that's what's going to happen when Ignatius sorts it out. Hang on, I've got drive and... nerves 5 as well, so I'm going to turn round and say, Ignatius, pull the other one. And that's going to be the bit in the cinema where everyone laughs because it's kind of a joke, and he will look down and see the lever he's supposed to pull. This Nitro. Is the bit where there's a pause for a laugh and no one laughs, but
this is the scene in the writer's room where it says, you know, and that's when there's a joke. And that scene is mirrored in the first showing of the film with the other writer looking across to his colleague and raising an eyebrow. Dead silence.
But there's a joke here, but it's not in the film.
Yeah, you know how we put joke here in the scripts and we're going to fill it in? Did we ever do that?
Anyway, the point is, I am going to give Ignatius some advice.
Let's say you're assisting him, so you can get a plus one die.
Ooh.
You've already made the roll, but next time.
Cool. Just add a joke here to my list of NPC names.
Joking. I like that.
Not sure that insults like, joke here.
You're joking, and you're like, no, I'm perfectly serious. Oh, I should Joseph use that. That's a good, I'm going to be joking for our next.
Really? Regardless of what it is?
Yeah, come on.
I look on the bright side is the GM in the next thing, so maybe it will be an ephemeral NPC.
Okay.
Maybe the NPC will be more ephemeral than expected.
I haven't forgotten from 10 years ago I created an entire religion called the Corns, so I could then make the High Corn, and he was going to be Corn Shonery. Do you remember that?
I'll say one thing. You stick to a theme through thick and thin. No, you don't just give up on it.
That was 10 years ago, and I'm going to stick with it.
And I still haven't had a bloody laugh for that. Imagine what do I know. I've still got Max Jollity kicking around.
Exactly.
I like Max Jollity.
Don't encourage
Wash
him.
Wash your mouth out.
I follow him on Mastodon.
True.
Yeah, sorry, I hasn't posted for a while. I changed to a different Mastodon client and now can't find his account. as soon as I've got something funny to say, he'll be back.
Like
why break
me.
A winning habit?
Fine.
The helicopter you're chasing makes a sharp turn and dives over the quarry. So, broader dexterity, please. You can use your bonus die on this.
Brawn and Dex, that's for Ignatius.
Okay.
Everybody else, Brawn plus Endure.
He's getting away!
Brawn and Dexterity. Lord.
Drawn and endure, that I can do. You would think that I could
I've
do.
Got two basics. I will risk one of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to risk one of them. Two. Okay, that gives me a crit and a basic. So
I've just got a basic.
Nope, okay, I've got one basic.
Okay, so your vehicle will lose two grit.
Well, this is going swimmingly.
Let's look at the vehicle sheet.
And we're above a quarry, you say.
And, sorry, John, you had...
I had one basic.
So two grit, and Shane?
A crit and a basic.
So we've just gone past bad.
Okay, so you can give the basic to John and get the one back.
Yes, I shall do that.
Oh, so I get one point less.
Yeah.
So she rattles around, Shane... Bad. Steadies himself, then catches Tiffany as she's about to bang into a bulkhead.
Okay, so at the bad box, you get...
bulkheads on helicopters?
Probably. Yes. Not really, but yes.
you could say door frame or anything, you know.
Yeah, so having got to the bad box, you get a condition, so your choice or my choice. I mean, I suspect injured would be the one, but it's your call.
Yeah, that's going to affect brawn. It isn't brilliant. Well, how about scared?
Yeah, I mean, you could just have fallen out of the aircraft, after all.
You know, I'm a bad flyer, and particularly when I'm suddenly no longer in an aircraft and find myself being dragged back in by someone.
It is alarming, isn't it?
Get this thing down on the ground now.
Absolutely. No, wait.
I'll be leaning over the back seat and... grabbing at Ignatius and trying to get him to land.
I will attempt to restrain Tiff. I've seen what she can do to a scrotum, so I'm not going to restrain
Tiff. What, from here? Aren't you in the front seat? I figured you were in the co-pilot.
You're leaning out and shooting.
No, now this round I was helping Ignatius. Yeah. So okay. I'm going to try and stop Tiffany from distracting Ignatius. Don't worry about her.
Attempt to fly a helicopter.
I need a shelf control roll to avoid saying something.
You can have a bonus die on that as well for the assistance.
Critical and a basic.
Okay. Yeah, you're getting up to overlapping rotors time.
We're catching them up.
We're that close.
What? Well,
presumably, if the rotors are nearly overlapping, we're practically side by side.
Hold my beer.
If we're that close, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to throw myself out and jump towards the skids.
at least 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
Off air. What we have established the velocity required to jump between the helicopters.
Was it an African or a European helicopter? I can't remember.
Do you have a propelled skateboard?
We just need perfect coordination of the pilots to tilt the aircraft in opposite directions at the right moment so that the person jumping can have some sort of arc. Hmm. And I think that would work.
Yeah.
It would make it even more difficult.
This is also quite possibly the big special effects shot of the entire film.
But it's going to be somebody shot from the ground, jumping off a couple of boxes over the top of them, while, you know, they've got one of those washing lines, rotary thing with a plank on it that somebody's spinning to create a shadow.
Okay, if you had both helicopters simultaneously rotate 90 degrees in opposite directions while you hop out of the door of one, they could be right next to each other. Just long enough.
And they may provide you just enough momentum.
Parkour?
Just before they crash into each other.
Give me a good parkour roll.
This is why I'm going to be falling a bit. So that's why I reckon I'll be grabbing the skids rather than jumping in through the clearly open door.
Can I use my basic to assist
that? I'm assuming the stunt is involved here.
Nerves and drive, and any successes you get on that, you can add to this.
For Christ's sake. Right, I'm re-rolling because I get a free re-roll.
Okay, so I'm giving you a dice.
I've got two basics after all that. What was it? Getting bloody extremes and things earlier. Impossibles. Now I get two basics.
Just giving you a dice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You have also got a spotlight.
What's a spotlight?
You can spend it to succeed
at
things.
Good point. Yeah, this is your moment.
Okay, I haven't got a spotlight marked on. All right, so
you started with
and one. What does that mean then? That this is my moment mechanically.
A spotlight can get you an automatic extreme success instead of rolling. For example,
let me just remove that spotlight.
I mean, really, an extreme success is just two basic successes that have to be the same.
They're just cooperating. That's all. Yeah, I'm going to do that, if that's all right with everybody. I'm not staying on this thing another minute, and I'll throw myself out and grab on to the skids with the alacrity of a young Burt Lancaster.
That's pretty
But nowhere near as tall.
Okay, so...
Really hitting the pop culture references for all ages this week, aren't I?
With the extreme, I think you could catch the skid and then swing up from that. Into the cabin.
So they're now presumably the shot over New York of a stuntman who doesn't look anything like the character hanging onto the skid of a Bell Jet Ranger that probably isn't the same colour as the one that you saw take off.
And certainly not the same registration number, which would be better if the registration number were not painted in 3-foot high letters along the side, not thinking of any Terminator film in particular.
Who notices that?
Well, me, evidently.
Roger.
Hang on, there's a man pasted to the bottom of this trying to sell me some Solvite.
The weird thing is, it was the same paint scheme for the two different planes. It was just a completely different reg number. meanwhile, right, so, yeah, you're swinging up into the cabin from the far side, of course.
Well, I don't want to cause a crash, do I?
As opposed to the side that Stamos was looking out of to try to shoot at you. This surprises him, rather. And he exhibits a problem that many men have and fires his weapon randomly. Sadly, this hits the pilot.
He's not the pilot?
Well, he's about to be.
He was sitting in the front seat, but no. So, you know, modern helicopters are really quite safe-ish, but this is a Jet Ranger from the 1980s, so...
And even the quite safe-ish ones require a pilot, don't they?
It generally helps, yeah. Do you have an
advisable.
Oh, I'm crap at driving. I've got, so what is it, nerves and drive?
Yeah, I mean, he Stamos is actually in the co-pilot's seat. He is going to try to avoid a fatal crash.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to have to get that pilot out of the way. I presume he's strapped in, so that's difficult. And also avoid getting myself shot. That too is difficult. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can get some assistance from the hostage.
Yeah, she's tied up.
She's still in the back?
On the bright side, she is strapped in as well as tied up.
Right, but he's not trusting her, so she won't have her gun. Okay, I wonder if the pilot's armed. I will... fling open the door and try to get the pilot out of there. Is he fatally shot?
Yes.
Right, so he's a shield. Excellent. I'll do what I can. Try to disarm Stamos.
Okay.
In a very, the most Jackie Chan way I can.
And very parkourish, clearly.
Well, I've got martial arts as well. It's not all parkour, you know. That'd be tedious. The fact that they have the same mechanical effect.
I think this is going to be a brawn and fight, basically.
Brilliant. A leg whips out and uses the re-roll feature of that particular... Jesus Christ. I got two basics.
Okay, that's the...
It's not great.
If he doesn't have his gun anymore. He also doesn't really have his helicopter anymore. There is a grinding crash, possibly a crashing grind, or that may come later.
How far off the ground are we?
Oh, you're not off the ground at all.
Right, I was.
That's the good news.
I was hoping to jump free. I'll admit before the thing hit the ground.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, he was a bit distracted from his emergency landing.
There's some bad news, though, isn't there? I take it, because you don't bring up this is the good news without there being some sort of counter.
Well, the helicopter isn't really going to be flyable, and there's a certain amount of fuel leaking, and I mean, the rotor's not spinning anymore because it's mostly bending in that rock.
Mm-hmm. Slow speed, though. I mean, we didn't fall from very high, did we?
Well, not in the last bit.
Any crash you can walk away from, I say, can I walk away from this one?
Right? Yes.
Never
that's the crucial bit.
Well, whichever of you and Stamos wins this hand-to-hand fight will be able to walk away from it.
Okay, well, as you know, I just got two basics.
Yeah, that was the trying to disarm him and so on, which was moderately effective. But
okay, so in that case, what's he doing now?
Now you have the actual fight with him.
At least I don't need to worry about having to fly the helicopter.
Indeed.
So, you know, small wins.
You're looking for a critical for his...
This is my reaction to him, is it?
Oh, no, this is your action after the crash.
Right. Shake my head. Obviously, a little bit of blood, slight cut on the forehead, no doubt. Three ones, and that is indeed all I've got. But I can try for a free reroll, because it's martial arts. So I've got a critical and a basic.
Okay, that will do a total of two damage to him. That does that.
If only I hadn't lost my shoes. It's a kick to the nose.
Yeah, and he will, let's see. He seems to be reasonably competent at this whole fighting thing. I'm going to need an extreme defence. To stop him beating you off a bit.
An extreme defence.
Yeah, so a broad and fast.
Brilliant. Yeah, thanks a bunch. That's terrific. I've got one basic to start with, so I'm expecting something phenomenal from this reroll.
Good luck with that.
Thanks. I've got a critical. And okay. Nothing else.
So that will take three off the nine damage, so six crit.
Okay, I've only actually got four spaces left. So I'm now past hot.
Okay. So you did get the condition? You get the adrenaline.
I'll get two adrenaline, okay. And what happens to the other two grit?
Yeah, at this point we go into death roulette.
Death roulette.
I'm just picturing the curtains pull back and the stage moves forward and everything.
So on your character sheet, you should have a number of lethal bullets, which I believe is one.
Yes. Do I have to roll a d6 and not get... I see. You know how this is going to work, don't you? Yes. One roll, is it?
It is.
Come with me on a little journey. Can everybody see that?
I think this is the moment when I swing my helicopter so a sudden downdraft causes Stamos to stumble.
Can we just start playing Amber in future, where I don't have to roll any of these treacherous little randomizers?
I know how you feel, that's why I'm spending my spotlight to save your life.
That's very good of you.
You get to roll dice again.
Great.
I think...
So, does death roulette go up to two or something? I mean, what happens?
Because you've been saved, you're still in action. Shim rolls a d6, and on a 1 to 3, you, Tiffany, get the spotlight.
I get a spotlight point.
You have a spotlight.
Well, you had one and you spent it early for the leap.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I now have that spotlight point. Is that what you're saying?
You get it back.
Which I can then spend, for example, now...
To get an automatic extreme success instead of rolling, for example. Mm-hmm.
Yes, which is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to follow it by, if that hits him, by spending some extra adrenaline to try and do a martial arts combo.
Okay, yeah.
Probably involving taking the headphones off the... the pilot and using them to sort of grasp his arm as he tries to punch me in the face and arrest him, and then pull back, elbow to the face. Can't reach the nads from here, so I can't fight dirty.
Okay.
So
you'll spend the spotlight. You've got the automatic extreme success. Oh, sorry. Roll the d6, because if you roll a 1 to 3, you get the spotlight back. I should have asked you that last time as well.
I've rolled a 6.
Okay. Of course, yeah.
If you'd like me to roll for the other one, though.
Yeah, go for it.
I've got a 4.
So you spent this one to get the automatic extreme success, which is that. How much extra damage are you doing?
If I've hit him, I'm doing an additional 2, using up all my adrenaline.
Okay. And you'd already done that, so that is just enough. That will, in fact, take him down.
Yes.
That's good, because I'm basically dead. I'm not actually dead, it's okay. I'm just basically dead.
It's basically
It's quite dead. Different.
So
not dead, dead.
He'll be back in the end credit.
You are on a rocky outcrop next to a burning helicopter.
Right, if I look like a force ghost, I'm going to kill somebody.
You do not appear to be translucent.
Excellent.
She's got him. Bring us down.
Good work.
Hey, baby, she's got him.
Remember to put the handbrake on.
What, in case it rolls away down the hill?
On the skids.
I will land the helicopter a safe distance away. Mm-hmm. We need to get him, and we might still be able to save Dr. Khan.
Yeah, I need to get her out the back, get her untied or whatever. The problem we've got, of course, is what do you do with a man who's got a lethal weapon in his blood?
No, he's got the antidote in his blood.
Oh, he's got the antidote. She's got the...
She's got the lethal weapon.
Okay, so what... What do we have to do? Draw some of his blood out and inject it into her? She'll probably know. Let's wake her up.
I'm sure that will work.
Use
I don't do science. Scientists. I'm mainly a receptionist.
So you can undo her seatbelt and haul her out of the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Just before it explodes, obviously.
Obviously, shield body with my rather small, inadequate body for shielding.
And once she wakes up, she can describe how the antidote can be extracted from his blood.
That's neat.
Should we have got him out of the helicopter
before it exploded? I've pulled out of the helicopter.
Oh, right, thank you. Well done.
She doesn't need to leap out of the helicopter over the Aegean or something equally flashy.
Okay.
So, congratulations. That is the end.
Shit.
Well, we defeated the menace of Project Medusa.
That never happens, plus all the other ones.
Yeah, this
Thank
is,
you very much, Roger. That was a...
That was a fine
salvaging of what is, I have to say, not the greatest adventure I've ever seen.
Indeed.
It has a few issues.
Just one or two. Yeah, my current thought is I may well run this again, but I will definitely be writing my own material for it, which honestly is not hard because the only other adventure published for this is the 1920s one. So.
Oh, I've not seen that, right.
Basically,
okay.
there are
yeah,
two
it,
parallel rule sets.
I really love the idea of it, and but it does push it to its limits, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
I know you're right about that kind of sameness of it.
Mm.
It's got lots of little odd rules to sort of, well, this is a slight exception because you get a plus one and then you can transfer this to him and whatever, but it doesn't actually feel... As if it's making a big difference. Savage Worlds has a bit of that. Your problem with everything being a plus two in Fate.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, yeah, that's basically Savage Worlds.
Mm. When we were using it a bit more according to the rules, it did feel less samey. But still, I feel like almost every time we were like, I've got a basic or I've got a basic and a critical. Mm. And almost
yep, never agreed.
I think the So mechanically, apart from what you said, the only comment I would say is looking at adrenaline, I think it looks like you're supposed to use adrenaline a lot more.
It looks as if I should have been awarding it more as well. Basically, when you do something flashy...
you didn't get a lot of adrenaline.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of a vicious cycle. Like,
I think that's a slight issue again, because whenever you give players limited points, they just don't use them. They hoard them, and that's just the way you get it.
It's right. The whole meta-currency thing that you get in a lot of games. The idea is interesting. It's get a back-and-forth thing or whatever. But it either feels like you're throwing the points at them because you have to. Mm. So it's like everything, you know, oh, you made the GM laugh, get a point. You know, oh, you did this, great. Yeah, you've opened the door without smashing it into your face. You have a point for that. Or you end up with, you've either forgotten to do it or just don't give out very many, in which case the players drop into that hoarding thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think the worst on that was Torg, because the possibilities you could use for two different things. You could either spend them to be flashy in the game, or if you didn't, they were your experience points.
Exactly.
Guess what, players?
Savage Worlds again did that. I think they got rid of it in one of the revisions.
That's an optional GURPS thing,
it was certainly in the first
various options with GURPS.
I will say, without Gun, I flipping love the character creation. Nothing got me quite in the mood.
What's in there?
So much as just going through it and being like, yes, and I really enjoyed the adventure. I know we're a bit harsh on it, but Roger, we're all in the zone for it. I
think the adventure is relying
about it.
It's relying a bit too much on player buy-in and goodwill to paper over the rather ridiculous cracks.
That's fair enough.
You know, and then when the adventure rather than being in any way rigorous, it's saying, "Oh, that's fine. It's just 80s, you know."
Well, that's
action,
me saying it.
But thing. No, but that's kind of the thing it's got. It's like, well, it's supposed to be an action movie or an action series, whatever. So you know, it's implausible. And so, well, yeah, but there's implausible and there's implausible.
It's like the bit when I finally realised Bond films weren't for me was when I think there's one where he jumps from one plane to another. And that wasn't one helicopter and another. And I realised, one, I didn't believe he could do it, and two, I didn't really care whether he did or not.
You're watching it thinking, miss. Go on, miss.
I think the adventure, I don't know to what extent it's actually railroady, but it feels like it has a very... It expects you to interact with a particular thing in a specific way, and if you don't, it hasn't really equipped the GM to... That's my impression.
Let me read you a paragraph from a section you went through earlier today. Once they defeat their enemies, the heroes can proceed to interrogate the Doctor, learning the location of Sita's office right next to where Medusa is kept.
Right, okay.
Yes, you did want to find out where Sita's office is, but why would you interrogate the Doctor particularly rather than try to find a thing yourself?
Well, that was like the bit where you basically had to make the taxi driver give us the clue, because there was no other logical connection from where we were to a dinner party.
Yes, because
and of course everyone
the man
split
with the suitcase
up.
That you'd attempted to interrogate and failed, and then there was nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that was it, yeah.
And he doesn't actually tell you the exact place to go to. He just says the coast of Greece, which is quite a lot of the coast of Greece.
I guess you can
just... It is quite known for its coastal
cut to the characters arriving with fridge logic. But as a... Yeah, we all bought into it because we all like those kind of films.
It's fine.
But how many times can you keep doing that before you start to think, should we play something else with a bit more grit?
Robin's Laws of Good Game Mastering is what, 2003, 2004?
Must be, yeah.
And that was not the first thing to talk about the clue pyramid, but it laid it out in excruciating detail.
Don't make me defend Robin Laws, you bastard.
Yeah. You know, it's been 20 years since then, I think adventures where
let it go.
Have to do the exact thing or nothing happens are not good.
Particularly with this kind of game where it's like move forward, momentum.
Yeah.
I think it would be an amazing one-shot. But as a sort of a long form campaign.
Yeah, to be fair, I think the suggestion at least is that you play something about the length of this, and we've been playing it more slow. And This is in five acts, and they basically suggest, it's three acts total, and they're basically suggesting one, maybe two sessions per act. We do have slightly shorter sessions than typical.
I think.
I can't imagine what they've done with the system to make it work with superheroes.
Oh, was there a superhero system?
There is.
There is.
I haven't seen that one.
I think the problem there, well, we all like Hero, but it would just feel a bit kind of, you know, fluffy and insubstantial as a superhero system.
Yeah, but I like, you know, Twerp's, what's it called, Super Dudes, which is basically you've got one attribute and you get a few plus ones or maybe a plus two to it, and that's the whole thing. So there's no problem with a superhero game at its most basic being really, really broad, simple stuff. It's just, there's something about this that I just immediately think there's no actual range involved. Everything seems to be happening. We're so competent, really.
And yet so bad at rolling. it's basically four to six dice for almost every situation.
Well, that's the risk. It just starts to feel a bit kind of fluffy. I don't know if that's the best expression, but a bit kind of like,
woolly. Oh.
Yeah, obviously, woolly. I'm no stranger to rolling the same number of dice. I'm very happy to roll 2d6 plus or minus a number in any number of games.
I still probably prefer it to a d20 system.
Well, the thing about d20 is that the smallest resolution you get is 5%. So,
But then I suppose the difference there is at least you know if I'm saying, all right, get a plus two to that, I'm saying you have a 10% extra chance. Whereas here I'm like, get an extra dice. Oh, wait, you've got five dice, but you can re-roll one.
And you need this type of success instead of this type
to
of success.
To be fair,
I
will say again, one of the things that attracted me to the system in the first place, I didn't end up using
it. They do have a probability table.
There is a probability table.
And
it's on page 87.
It includes what happens if you re-roll, which is quite nice. But it is still.
But that's a table, and you kind of think when, if you are playing a D20 or a basic role playing system, it's very in your face as to what your chances are in a way that people can understand. I think much more intuitively. This you get to grips with that, particularly if you've got a table to learn from to speed things up. It's just for me, I'm thinking, well, you know, all that's brawn and stunt, or this is smooth and style, or whatever. And most of them, it all works out to be roughly the same.
It's all like, oh, I could argue this. Oh, but it's the same number of dice I'm rolling anyway.
That doesn't really matter.
There is a thing that a lot of them don't feel that different, and they also don't all feel kind of appropriate.
Also, towards the end, most of the rolls you were doing were the deadly sort. In other words, if you don't make it, you take grit.
But not so they enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a fun game to play.
My feeling in the end is I will put it in the toolbox. It's more complicated to run than most things I run, but some of that is familiarity.
Well, it's fun. Feel like we've been looking for a fast, you know, Savage Worlds-alike game for a while.
This isn't quite it.
I don't think this is it.
No, I do feel that Modern Age could be it, particularly with some of the revisions they've made in the sort of the companion and games.
I would definitely like to try that again.
They've added things in that, like, there's a kind of fallback stunt for when you don't want to be sort of trawling through trying to find it. They've added a couple of things that kind of, yes, you can just pick that one, and it's kind of a sort of generic type of thing. I think that works well.
The Cthulhu game for a while. I can't remember what it was called.
Cthulhu Awakens.
Yes. And they did a thing in that, which basically for any given class of generic opposition, you know, bruisers or whatever, there is a table, and if the stunt die comes up a four and they get a stunt, they do this thing.
As a
GM makes my life much easier.
Yeah.
I think it's a game that could have benefited from more pre-publication work, even though Dragon Age was developed over, you know, a decade sort of thing. but they have developed it.
From Dragon Age.
Yeah.
I never connected the two when I played Dragon Age when it first came
out. Right. They've got slightly different attributes, different number of attributes. I think quite importantly, there's one extra that stops you from kind of getting ridiculous levels of competence. In Dragon Age, I think at a certain level, you hit a point where practically everybody suddenly becomes incredibly hard to kill.
Right.
Which in a fantasy game is quite difficult, because it means basically you're incredibly good at the one thing that can really threaten you in those scenarios.
Right.
And they did address that. But I feel they've been addressing a lot of bits and pieces that have clearly come up over the years. I just think they should have noticed earlier.
But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, one of the things about this is, if it was a really awful game, we wouldn't really have that much to say about it, because
that's really
when you find it interesting enough to pick at what feels like it's not quite working right.
That must mean it's almost there, but not quite.
It's got something to it.
I think I may well take away what we've done here and see what I can tweak as well. But anyway,
if you feel it's worth tweaking,
for an action game continues.
I would be interested in seeing what it plays like with the scenario written by, say, one of you lot, because. Also, not just in terms of I think it will be good, but also because you have a feel for how our group tends to play things, and
it could also be interesting just the process of converting it to the whole action reaction.
I still would like to give Action GURPS a good try, because GURPS is a really quick system.
Yeah,
I know we have played it a bit, haven't we? We played the Killy Robot. Stabby Stab Terminator steel.
Yeah, I missed that one, didn't I?
But I think that has got a lot of potential as an action system.
Yeah, it did go together very well, and indeed I wrote it up for Pyramid in the end. It's a good... It's that thing, you know, the character generation takes ages. If you look at the original notes of Man to Man, the assumption was basically campaigns are long. It doesn't matter if you take ages to generate a character, because you're going to have that character for a while.
But then templates are officially part of GURPS warfares, aren't they?
My dwarf in plate armour lasted a matter of literally 2 or 3 seconds in Man to Man. That's when I discovered this very realistic, tested-driven game is quite deadly.
I must say,
plate armour is not infallible.
Being disposable in Tunnels and Trolls feels less depressing than being disposable in GURPS.
Yeah, well, you want to try playing Space Opera and spending over 3 hours generating your character, and we had a total party kill within 15 minutes of play.
Possibly Rollmaster.
We didn't play again.
Didn't
I got killed in Rollmaster in about an hour.
Didn't Space Master actually have a thing saying, whatever you do, do not ever kill your PCs?
Really?
Well, I never GM'd it.
They'll be very grumpy.
Space Opera was, I think, probably worse, because its character generation didn't make quite as much sense as Space Master. We played both, and we played Rollmaster as well.
Yeah, I played a lot of Rollmaster, Space Master in the 90s.
Yeah, they were very good. S. John Ross has got quite a high opinion of a number of the Space Master adventures, which I don't think I've ever played.
I was never super impressed with them, but possibly we were looking for different things.
He's looking very much for his high trust sort of criteria.
He's got very specific ideas. I get where he's coming from, but
about it in a vague way, it sounds like, well, yeah, this is what I do in a game. And then I mention a specific thing and he says, oh, no, it's not that. He understands it better than I do. That's fair enough. I'm not blaming him for this. It just, I find it difficult to get a handle on what
he understands
implied.
It better than anyone else. That's the problem. Well, there we go. Bonus water culture at the end.
Yeah, cut that, won't you, Roger? Right. Well, thank you very much indeed, and I will see you all next week for presumably Traveller.
Quite possibly.
Oh, yeah. Pirates of Drinax, as I think we're saying now.
Yeah. Well, Drinax. We're probably not. We're probably not all saying that.
Drinax.
Because I keep forgetting.
The
Mr. Muscle campaign.
I will almost certainly say Drinax.
Drinax.
All right.
Cheers all.
Bye.
Good night.